Chris.
And Mark.
And LP.
So, for this podcast, we just decided we would kind of just shoot the breeze, see what we were all thinking recently, and you know, maybe just generate some intelligent conversation with all of you.
Or some silly conversation that means nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So you all at home, feel free to participate in the conversation as well. I don't know.
So this this week, I think we're going to start by a suggestion from one of our listeners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds good. Let's go to the mailbag.
This is from a Robert Hughes, who is in Bolingbrook. Is that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Hey, why don't you talk about how companies aren't people?" Thank you, Robert.
It's actually a very good question. It's for really some reason, read in a silly accent. Yes. It's a Citizens United case, I think. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Supreme Court. Basically, companies can donate unlimited money to political campaigns now. They couldn't do that before. Now they can donate as much as they want to support a candidate, or most likely to destroy and smear candidates through mud and vomit.
I haven't done a whole lot of research, not as much research as I'm thinking you have, Chris. But the gist of this, why this is happening, is because of freedom of speech, essentially, right?
Yeah, that's what the supporters say. They're for absolute freedom of speech, and they say because corporations are formed by people, that it's a collection of people, so corporations should get the same freedom of speech rights, or the same rights, any kind of rights, I guess, as all of us, which opens up a lot of new categories. For instance, you know, the Constitution says we can form militias, which I guess that means, like, the Sports Authority could form a militia. I guess that's what that means now. It's totally messed up. But the other thing to think about is
they're not gonna do things just to do things. Like, they're not gonna, the Sports Authority's not gonna form a militia. They're gonna do it's
not yet.
Yeah, that's
not,
exactly
not
it.
Until it's necessary.
They're not just gonna do things unless it's profitable for them.
Yeah. Well, or to defend against the Sport Mart militia.
Yeah.
Because the Sports Mart.
We'll see. Yeah. Once they become the all powerful juggernaut of sports and camping supplies, you know, they're gonna want to keep that, and that's the thing. They're gonna either form a militia, or they're gonna use money, and they're gonna basically buy politicians
Chris, wouldn't Sports Authority forming a militia create lots of new jobs?
I don't know if they pay the militia. Like, if there's a militia,
What do you do on weekends? I'm a volunteer colonel for the Sports Authority. I'm on reserve.
Man, if you're listening to this, I don't think Sports Authority is really that powerful. I'd be much more afraid of, like, the Disney militia.
Again, Sports Authority, if you're listening to this, start a militia first, because that's going to be the people who profit from
this. It is uncharted territory that can take our economy in bold new directions. No, seriously, though, it sucks, because corporations aren't people. They're not. It's an abstract idea.
I think when the first time I heard about this, I had a weird vision of, like, a dystopian society where on election day, all the humans go to the polls and vote for their candidate for president. And then, like, the next day, all the companies each send a representative to cast, like, so Pepsi casts their vote for president, yeah. And then Coca-Cola obviously casts their opposing vote for president. In my mind, all the companies in direct competition with each other are also in direct competition
politically.
But, like, in that instance, then their representative would have an opportunity to vote twice.
Potentially. I have not quite thought this dystopian future.
To be clear,
yet.
Though, they can't vote. It's not like a corporate, which that, you know. Man, wouldn't that
suck? That's next.
That's next. Because that's the thing. We're all poor, but we still get one vote just like everyone. But
take that Microsoft.
Yeah. You wish you had more than you have, Microsoft. Sorry.
There's actually when I was a I'm about to out myself here. But
here
when
we
I
go.
Was when I was younger and wish I still could today, I used to play an RPG called Shadowrun. And part of the plot of Shadowrun is based off a famous novel by I think William Gibson called Neuromancer. But in that world, corporations actually are land owning and political entities and have, I think at some point, broken off from the United States at large. So like all the Seattle area is owned by, you know, like Shadowrun's equivalent of Microsoft. And then all the corporations, as stated earlier, you know, have militias. But then, like, the people who live in them are, like, their citizens.
What's the corporation called?
Shadowrun? No, Shadowrun's, like, the world. I believe
Oh, I was going to say, if it was called Shadowrun, like, I mean, the corporations could do us a favor and just give themselves really sinister, evil names, like they do in most movies. Like, you know.
See, I'm always scared of the ones that have, like, really bland, you know, like, Citizens for Helping American Happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, they're up to no good. they couldn't be.
But like, there's this guy I saw who's like, he starts all these nonprofits, and they'll be like mercuryscam.com, and the website will be like about how the mercury in fish isn't dangerous to your health, and it's a nonprofit, so he doesn't have to disclose his donors. But the guy who started it also happens to be the PR representative for, like, a fish sales company.
Yeah, and you can create any sort of company, and then if you throw words like freedom and choice and... So, like, if Tins started a company where he pulled people off the street and just sodomized and beat them...
Go on.
And I was trying to introduce legislation... to shut down Tins's company.
Why?
He could create a nonprofit corporation called the Association for Recreational Choice and Freedom of Young Adults.
With Tins.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that company you're the only employee. I don't know how you make your money.
I don't know either, but I'm damn something. Proud of that company.
Yeah.
He's got donors all over the world.
Oh,
they
man.
Don't realize the videos aren't real.
They
are
God's
real.
Work. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I guess that's kind of crappy, because, like, yeah, I guess if, you know, Tins is being a douchebag, if Tins is sodomizing and killing people, he's going to go to jail. You know, no bones about it.
I mean, yeah, I'll likely go to jail.
Forever.
Yeah.
So, like,
but you can't do that with a corporation. You can't send a corporation to jail if they kill someone.
So
people die all the time out of accidents that happen at corporations. You can't throw them in jail.
So, Mark, maybe you can shed a little more light on this, because we're a corporation now. That's true, right?
We are a corporation.
Yes, Severus is a corporation. If I were to kill somebody... Under the Octavarius banner.
Yes.
I could be put in jail or no?
Well, you could be put in jail, but they couldn't put Octavarius as a whole in jail.
I see.
It depends how it happens, actually. Like, if it's actually like a workplace accident, or you make it look like one,
okay.
Well,
they could sue the company. But here's the thing, though.
But they could prove that we were negligent. They could be like, LP was clearly sinister.
I heard
a podcast once where he threatened to kill someone.
They're not going
to
prove a damn.
Well, and the big difference between Octavarius and some of these other corporations, which makes this kind of a little fucking terrifying, is Octavarius, I don't need to tell you listeners, Octavarius is all American. We are 100% American. We love America.
We are literally standing feet away from a room with no fewer than eight flags
like,
in it.
Seriously, we opened up our shows as headliners by singing the national anthem every time. We're all about America.
We love America.
And
the America we want.
You know, we've had, you know, giant juggernaut fucking corporations in the past, you know, the robber barons and whatnot. And, you know, at least they were all American. The problem with this new ruling is the corporation doesn't have to be all American. You could have a corporation that's outsourced to China, incorporated in the Cayman Islands. They do almost all their manufacturing in China, and most of their profits go to stimulate the Chinese economy. But they're allowed to influence political elections just as much as we are.
Yeah.
That's the messed up thing. It's not even like it's American corporations. A lot of these corporations aren't very American at all, and they're going to get just as loud of a voice, or realistically a much louder voice than us when
it
comes to.
That's true. Actuarius cannot afford a television spot in support of whatever candidate we are rooting for.
Yeah, we really had to pull together to become a corporation.
Don't get discouraged, by the way. If you're a candidate who wants to introduce entertainment reform legislation, we will gladly go stump for you.
We will pour tens and tens of dollars into you.
Yeah.
As much tens as we have to give.
Both of them.
And that's the thing. I think if it came down to an election around here, Octavarius could maybe buy a couple cases of beer for a candidate and have him hang out. And then he might owe us something.
Maybe.
He might have to pull some strings for us.
Like, at least he'll be happy for, you know,
maybe
a couple hours.
Yeah, but we don't have...
But we could probably bribe an alderman. And, like we can do... What's his name? Tom Tunney?
I don't know if he's still alderman.
Oh, really?
He might...
But he's nice and corrupt. We'll be able to do that. Don't worry.
But, like, because I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, if we, like, got in good with an alderman, then we could perform anywhere in his district.
That's true.
I mean,
I should actually say, if Tom Tunney is still an alderman and listening to this...
He's not.
Octavarius member Brian Wool once saved your wallet. Tom Tunney was, in fact... robbed at gunpoint or knife point?
Now we probably shouldn't have name dropped. But now that we're in this story, let's see it through.
All
right.
I guess the assailants, two fine gentlemen, I'm sure, did not realize who they were messing with. And Alderman or former Alderman Tom Tunney informed them that they shouldn't be messing with him.
Do you know who the fuck I am? Do you know who I am?
I'm an alderman!
Just quiet down and give me your money. That I don't care who you are, I want your money.
I own this portion of a neighborhood.
Ward, it's a ward, sir.
I know what it is, assailant.
I like the assailants have a much better understanding of local government than him.
Look, Mama didn't raise no assailant fool.
Oh, boy.
So, that's it?
So, the assailants tried to hide out in the bathroom of the place Brian Wool works.
Ah, right, we're not.
And he refused to because you have to be a customer there to use the bathroom. And his spidey sense was tingling, so he knew something was up. And then, like, a few minutes later, there were, like, 8 cop cars all around, you know, because that's what happens if you mug an alderman.
Wow.
And
that's awesome, though. Good for Brian.
Yeah.
Boy, I really just sense that something is awry here.
I just want to use your bathroom, that's it.
Well, you gotta buy something.
It's a washroom. It's a washroom.
Buy a breadstick, for Christ's sake.
It's just policy, you know.
We've only got these 50s. We took off some alderman character.
Wait.
What can we get for that?
You mean... Tom Tunney?
He's an alderman. Why would you guys... Oh,
BWO saves the day!
That's great.
It was probably exactly like that.
I would love to like, get in a huge fist fight. Like, get in an all-out brawl. Because that's what I've always wondered. Like, you always watch the movies, and you see, like, Joe Everyman have to come up and, like, save the day and, like, step out of his element and, like, kick some ass.
Yeah.
I always imagine, like, getting held up. And, like, my, like, former roommate told me to, like, pull a gun out, like, turn a gun around on someone once. And I'm like, what if, like, a guy pulled out a gun, I got it away from him, and, like, I pistol whipped him, and I get him to the ground, and they're like, this guy's wanted for child molestation and the murder of, like, 15 special education teachers. And, like, I stop him. Because that's the shit I think about. I'm like, well, I'd really love to kick someone's ass.
I thought about that possibility, too. But I think when it actually comes down to it, like, I am a man that has never been punched in the face.
Loser.
And I, no matter at what cost, I would love to keep it that way. So I, faced with two assailants that are very knowledgeable about my Chicago government, I think I would panic. I would give them what they want. So if you're listening out there, assailants.
Yes.
A sail away, because I ain't gonna do shit.
I still think of daydream about that stuff. Like, you know, you'd be the hero. Like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And there was a situation I was in like 2 years ago when I was with some friends, and there was this girl who was from out of town. It was friends of a friend, and there's this guy at a bar hitting on her, and she was getting married, and so she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. I'm getting married. I'm not even from Chicago." And he's like, "No, come on. We were at Estelle's bar over in Wicker Park," and she looks at me because I'm the only guy in the group, and she looks at me like, "Can you do something?" I'm like, I don't know you. I just met you. I'm not gonna try and fight this guy just because, you know, he's hitting on you. I was leaving, like, deal with it. So then he starts getting a little more like gropey, and so I'm like, "All right, dude, come on." She said she doesn't want to, you know, do anything, so just, you know, get the fuck out of here. And he's like, "Who the fuck are you, man? Fuck you." And that "fuck you" set me off because I had been drinking. And I was like, no, no one says "fuck me," "fuck you, dude." And then it turned into like a "fucking dude, let's take this outside." And it was the only "take it outside" moment I've ever had.
Oh,
in my life.
Man.
Wait, did you say "let's take it outside" or did he?
I did. I was like,
"Nice,
yeah,
dude."
Yeah. I was like, "Dude, let's do it outside right now." And so we go outside, and his friends have heard the commotion, so they come over and they're outside, and then the girls I'm with, they're like backing me up. And he like shoves me, and this was I think it was in January, so it was like there was still snow out and icy, and I shove him and he slips on ice, and I was
nice,
like,
bro.
I know, man. And he falls down, and I'm like, "Sweet!" And I just start kicking him, and I like
dust your hands.
I punch him on the face. Like, he rolls away, but I get a good kick at his face, and then his friends like jump on me and they're like, "You don't get a guy when he's down." I'm like, "Fuck it, dude, this is a street fight." I'm acting all hard, but in my head I'm like, "I can't believe I won a fight. Awesome."
I had a really dishonorable fight when I was in second grade. This kid Marcos, he was my friend and he bragged all the time and it pissed me off. And Marcos borrowed Lotus 2, which was a racing game. Did anyone ever play it for Sega?
I've never heard of that.
It was a crappy game that I barely played. But he borrowed it, and he took it to Mexico on vacation.
Come on, man!
And he left it there. He left it there.
Did
he
bring a Sega on vacation?
He said he wasn't going to buy me a new one.
Where are you going to get another copy of Lotus 2?
So, like, I called, and like he was avoiding me.
Yeah.
So I called him to hang out once and pretended like I was over it. I just called him to hang out, and all my friends were there. I call this poor kid over, and he comes out, and I just beat the crap out of him.
You're both in second grade.
Yeah, it was so mean of me. I called him over, and he thought we were all past it, and I'm like, "I don't even care anymore. I just want to be friends." And I just ambushed this poor kid and beat the crap out of him. And
you know, sometimes that's the only route to a true friendship.
No, damn it. You can't do that. And thank God little kids aren't subject to the laws that the rest of us are. Because, like, I would watch. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, did you hear about, there's like a 13-year-old and 14, no, I think they were younger. There's like 12 and 11-year-old who are, they're going to prison. Like, they're going to juvie, but like, for life. Like, as soon as they're 18, they're going to a real prison because they like tortured 2 10-year-olds. Like, they tortured.
Wait, was that the one where they set him on fire, or was that a different one?
There was, I don't know if they set him on. There was a bunch of shit they did, and I didn't read all of it because a lot of it was like just terrible. Like, there was like, they made him like, I think they sodomized him. I mean, like, with objects and like they, but these like 2 little 10-year-old boys just like fucking tortured to death by these like 11 and 12-year-old like 2 kids, I think. But yeah, like, they're fucking going away. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can beat somebody up when
by
you're in second
over
grade. you can coax them into your house under false pretenses. But man, as soon as you start torturing them, that is not cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, man, that sucks. That's even hard to make a joke about because it's just so unspeakable and horrific.
I think that's actually one of the problems with corporations having people rights is their interests aren't necessarily, like, we all as humans are horrified by that prospect. But a corporation, like, one psychological phenomenon that's, like, really prevalent, and especially nowadays with such mass media like the internet, is that, you know, if you're only responsible for, like, a fraction of a bad thing, you're okay doing it. Like, if like, a million people are cheating the system, you don't feel that bad. Well, if you're one of 1,000 shareholders of a company that's profiting because of something bad, you know, say, torture, for example, you know, or other things that are, you know, not humane, you don't feel the responsibility the way a human voter does. Because
there's a number of things that a corporation doesn't have to give a shit about. Like, they can't die. Well, I guess they can. Or they just kind of become something else.
They're undead.
But, like, yeah, they live forever. It's like a vampire. They just keep living. They don't have kids, you know. Like, we have to worry about things like education and stuff, because right now we're all like baby men, you know. We're technically we're grown men. We're not really.
We can make our own decisions.
People gotta worry about that. You don't have to worry about that.
I still drink
when
my
you're
milk
company.
From a bottle.
I wish I could do that.
Baby man,
be a baby.
Yeah,
still.
Be a baby man. I just have like a sippy cup. I wonder when. As I remember once growing up, I was drinking out of a sippy cup, and I thought, I'm way too old to be doing this.
Yeah, what's
I know it wasn't any time, like, recently.
Actually, yeah, I don't remember the last time I had a drink out of a sippy cup, but what is the threshold exactly at which that's no longer acceptable?
Well, I remember I hated sippy cups. Like, I was like, as soon as they allowed me to drink out of a real cup, I was like, sweet, this is what you guys are doing, you guys are grown-ups.
Yeah,
I had that with pizza. Like, when I was a kid, I always got pizza cut into triangles, but all the adults always had pizza cut into squares. So when I was old enough and I started liking square cut pizza, it was a totally different, like, taste thing.
So
for
that,
different
you think
game.
You would get the square cut first because they're smaller.
Yeah,
well, because, like, Pizza Hut and Domino's, all those, like, cheap places that, you know, that, like,
the kids love.
Like, you know, birthday party, ordering pizza, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But, like, my parents always get, like, nice, you know, thin crust pizza. And they would order, like, some crappy pizza for us. And then they'd get, like, you know, Giordano's or Eduardo's or whatever, you know, they happen to
like. Good for them. I bet everyone was happy at the end of
that. Yeah, it was great.
Just makes me wonder, though, because, you know, I'll still spill once in a while. Like, once a month, I'll have a really embarrassing adult spill. And if I was drinking out of a sippy cup, that spill never would have happened.
Not to mention you can pace yourself.
Yeah.
You put like a whiskey sour
in a sippy cup.
Yeah, in a Mr. Sippy.
Can you imagine?
You're going to take sensible sips.
Maybe I'll do that with some of the like regular customers. For those listening, I work at a bar. And like for regular customers who drink like whiskey on the rocks, like if I could just put like a sippy cup top on the glass.
Does your bar normally have a stock of sippy cup tops?
No, but I'm sure.
They have a bar where you do better the less people drink, apparently. So you're gonna give sippy cups to make sure they don't buy one too many whiskey sours. Put some money in your pocket.
I'm just saying, if the entire world got acclimated to sippy cups, maybe we would all have cleaner carpets.
That's true. Well, I mean, we can lobby our local corporation then.
To lobby our local corporation.
Go on over to Siniscor. Siniscor is a good name for a sinister corporation.
Welcome to Siniscor.
What if, like, in our dystopian future, like the sinister names are, like, the silly names that we have now? Like, what if Google was, like, a scary word? Like, just terrifying.
Like, you can't say it out loud.
It's the Voldemort of our future.
Yeah.
Because they are becoming the masters of all information.
No, dude.
I'm
calling it right now. I'm calling it right now. Google's going to own everything, dude.
Yeah.
They're already halfway there.
Yeah.
They've got...
They own almost all information right now.
Yeah, they've got almost all information. They bought YouTube. Here's what Google has to do to take over the world. They have to take over the electronic book industry. That's coming out with the Apple tablet and the Kindle and all those things. They got to get on that. They're already getting into cell phones. They'll have the cell phones. They'll have the books. They have the information. Then all you need is Facebook. They buy Facebook, and that's it. They've got all information.
There's
every bit of information.
Yeah, there's no way I could see Google coming out with their own social media site that's going to to swamp Facebook, but they've got the funds. They can pay off what's-his-face.
They own Orkut, I think it's called, or Orkut. I don't, I've never really used it or seen it, but it is not nearly as successful.
Well, and then I guess there's the flip side where it's kind of like we're all like, oh, God, we need to have rights. Human beings, individuals need to have rights, not giant corporations. But what if we're wrong? What if it's like back in the day when they're like, you can't let the peasants read? That'll ruin society. What if we just need to, like, bend over and let Google just, like, kind of take it all?
Well, the thing
you
is,
know?
Google's
and they
doing,
can be
like, because I... Like, I, like, probably most people use Google because it's awesome. Like, everything is, like, everything's the way I like it. Because I can pretty much make it the way I like it.
Yeah.
And, like, Google, the only reason they have most information is because everything they do is so cool and, like, so well done.
I haven't had to pay a cent for a Google product yet, so I've got no complaints.
What's smart about it is they don't, it's not necessarily that they own everything. They, what the things they don't own, they own the way to find.
Yeah.
But that's only because the people running Google now are awesome. But what happens when we surrender all our rights and everything to Google and then some fuck like Tins takes over?
Like the
then
you
he
are
knows
all
wherever
in so
you
much
are,
trouble.
He knows wherever you are and he can knock you down and sodomize you on the street.
See, I don't think if I took over a sinister Omnicorp, I don't see myself using my powers for malicious intent.
Nobody did. You remember how good Anakin was before he was Darth Vader?
Yeah, but dude, I'm never gonna turn into Vader. I'm gonna pull harmless pranks when I control.
Well, like knocking people over and sodomizing them.
Yeah,
that is not a harmless prank.
Look, I have watched
that's how
you.
Dr. Faustus started as well.
Yeah, and I've walked with you on a beach, and I've seen your fucking silhouette, and it didn't look like you. It had a cape and it had a helmet, and it's only in the special edition DVD. But if you look real close, you can see it. Yeah.
See, I don't know.
But I think like that. They were saying like in Rome, right? They would hand down the empire to the eldest son for a while, and that had like Caligulas and Neros and like all this crazy stuff. But then there was a period, which went like. I forgot the first guy, and then like Hadrian, and then Trajan, or maybe those were opposite. But there were like two, three, or four really great, like, well, I guess as far as our current history is concerned, great emperors in a row. And then what happened was they'd have the previous emperor handpick and adopt his successor, and it was just like the most capable guy in that previous emperor's opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
So he adopted him.
Yeah, I mean that's the way.
But
it
wasn't his necessarily genetic son.
Bloodline.
You know, the Greeks did it. The Greeks did democracy. I believe it was the Greeks. For a long time, it was just random people. It was like your parliament system or like their lawmaking system. It's just every couple years, you'd have like 500 random people. And they were the ones who vote on everything. It was totally random.
Wouldn't that be... Oh, man.
Could you imagine if some dumb fuck from high school... just arbitrarily got to be like a senator next year for no reason other than it's just random.
Like if Castelvi got like if he was just drawn and he was forced to leave Chicago, leave Octavarius and everything behind, just go live
it was
in
a huge
DC
honor.
For 2 years.
It was like your duty; you had to do it. But like the Greeks were, I mean, they did some shit, right? They came up with democracy, and like they were cool with gays. You know, they had gay sex all the time.
Yeah, man.
Octavarius is 100% gay too.
Well, the thing.
Well, except for like LP and Biwo, and Mark, and I guess me and Tins and Key, and
Castelvi.
Yeah.
Probably.
And
Makula.
Makula.
Yeah.
And
other than that.
Yeah.
Other than that, 100% gay, and it's not a big deal to any of us.
Well, it wasn't it for the Greeks. It was more like. Not so much it's like, hey, I guess I'm totally attracted to men. It's more like, yeah, let's explore everything. Like, cause they were like,
yeah. Well, if you read Socrates, he has like a whole bunch
Socrates?
Of... Yeah, that guy. He has a whole bunch of sort of like ruminations about love or whatnot, and it's almost never about a woman, and it's almost always about like the love between a man and a young boy. But it was like half of it was like respect of their potential and talent.
Yeah.
And his wife was like, "Ugh, I better have children."
And see,
grumble, grumble.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing with corporations too, is now they can do that. We can't. I can't get married. Tens, no matter how much I secretly love him, but like NBC and Comcast, they're gonna make sweet, sweet homosexual corporation love once they merge. And they can come together and spend however much money they want buying politicians. And, you know, Brian's neighbors who are performance artists who are good guys, they can't do that, you know? Because they're not making the rules.
So the corporations,
well, how does that work? Like, who is the power bottom or the power top?
CEO.
CEO of each company would be like, "Hey, so just so you know, I'm gonna be the man corporation in this nice corporation merging we have."
I mean, I guess if you're, you know, if you're merging with with another corporation, you're the one buying them, or I guess if they're keeping your name, I guess you can do with them whatever you will. You know,
yeah,
whatever
I
you
guess
want.
So.
You're calling the shots now.
So if like
so whatever turns you on is cool.
If like Tins were to buy, let's say,
if
Mark.
Tins Corp bought Musinski Incorporated.
Yeah. Then in that case, Tins would legally get to sodomize Mark as much as he wanted.
Or if Tins
that'd be more of an acquisition.
Well, yeah. Well, if Tins wanted to dress up like a baby,
like a big old
and,
baby,
and have Mark Musinski Incorporated treat him like a big, sexy, naughty baby. He could do that too, because he's got the money and whatever he says goes.
True,
baby.
It's just like a real healthy relationship.
So yeah,
it's so unfair. The corporations can do this, and we can't.
Yeah, they can fuck you any way they want. It's disgusting.
They can make you dress like a baby.
Yeah.
Like a big old baby.
Shake that rattle.
It's not cool.
It isn't cool. So, I guess that just sucks. it's not even like we're making this podcast and we're going to be like, go call your congressman. Because it's done. There are people now. Walmart's a person now, so if they buy you in these next couple years, get ready to change some diapers.
I think that's what the bottom line is here.
Yeah.
What we're trying to say.
Well, cool.
I hope that answers your question,
yeah.
Robert.
Thanks,
Robert. Robert, thanks for the question.
All right, cool. I suppose that that just about wraps up this episode of the podcast. I didn't expect us to go 33 minutes with it, but turns out there's a lot of stuff
but
to talk
we
about.
Did, Tins.
Suck my ass, Tins.
Shut up, Tins. I'm trying to eat me, Tins.
Robert's going to love this once he finally listens to it.
All right, well, yeah, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.